ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's a week today since the historic yes vote in the Bougainville independence referendum was announced, but the celebrations have been marred now by the killing of a geologist on the island who was working for an Australian listed mining company. Bougainville's president, John Momus, has condemned the violence, which also saw as many as seven other people injured. Police say that Terry Wynn-Killier, who was a PNG national working with the company Kalia, was attacked when he was doing a field visit at a remote site. Now, the Bougainville government recently suspended Kalia's exploration licence, and it now trading in the company's shares have been suspended following this death. Reporter Hilda Wayne has spoken with the Chief of Police in Bougainville, Francis Takura, who says his officers are now on alert for possible reprisals and an investigation has begun.
As of now, police are now concentrating on the area now, trying to pick up the suspects who were involved in the murder and the assault of the other employees. The Bougainville Executive Council had an emergency meeting yesterday, and they have decided to stop the particular company from carrying on further exploration until the matter is resolved. I also have a policeman at the scene now, trying to make their way up. One of the problems we are facing is also the rugged terrain that this area is renowned for. So we'll be trying to get some assistance from the chiefs as well to assist us in our investigations in what has happened.
The result of this death, have you received or have you cited any forms of threat against Bougainvillians in the rest of PNG?
As soon as we had the news of the incident, we started to contact to other senior police officers in other parts of PNG, especially up in the islands and in the province and in NCD, to just alert their policemen and women to be on the lookout for any issues that might arise in retaliation of what has happened on Bougainville. But we have seen on social media threats leveled against Bougainvillians living outside of Bougainville, but we have not heard anything on any casualties Bougainvillian attack.